Blog Talk Radio. Why do I love you so strong, like a beat of honey, all wrong, but I can't help helping myself, tasting your taste in tiny sips. Baby, you're like sugar on my lips. All through the summer we were so bad, and when it got hotter, so glad. Should have known I couldn't resist, couldn't stop with just one kiss. Baby, you're like sugar on my lips. That wicked little smile, and you smell so sweet. I feel those muscles in your arms, they knock me off my feet. When we're close and the room is dark, kiss me, baby.
This is Wardell Potts Jr., and you are tuned in to Solar Records Radio, and this is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. We appreciate that. We hope that you everything is good for you and things are well for you and your family. We pray that this hump day is a good day for you. And, you know, sometimes we need to chill on hump day. And so that's what I do. I just want to relax a little bit, play some good music, or maybe relax the stress that is upon us, you know, because sometimes we have these silent things, these silent dangers that just kind of like, they're just there in the back of our minds, and we're thinking about things. I got to get this done. I got to get this done. So I just want you to kind of meditate and think and relax and just chill a little bit with us today here on Indie Jazz Day, as it is the middle of the week. And every Wednesday, we just try to, you know, help each other along, right? Just try to get through it. And I always say good food, good music, and good company is an amazing combination. So I hope that you guys will allow us to at least give you the good music. And if you're alone, then we can be company for each other here on Solar Records Radio. So I thank y'all for tuning in and taking out this beautiful Wednesday to hang out with us here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Potts Jr. And I appreciate you guys very much. So with that being said, I would like to get into the show a little bit. But just before, I want to just give a shout out to our associate producer Astrid, as she's going through COVID overseas there. And we're just praying that Astrid, that you get better and get stronger. I talked to Astrid earlier today and her voice sounds stronger, but she's still dealing with, you know, the consequences of COVID, you know, losing your taste and your smell. And that feels weird, right? Because those are senses that we are normally, that we kind of take advantage of. We expect them to be there. They've always been there. And so when they're not there, it's like, what? What's going on here? And so Astrid, I had the same problem with spraying cologne on the cards and stuff. I used to be able to smell it, but I don't smell it anymore. I don't know. And I don't think I lost my sense of smell, but I definitely can't smell cologne anymore. It's just a weird thing. And I like cologne. But when I go shopping for it and I spray it on the cards, and I even do the coffee bean thing and, you know, make sure that, you know, I'm all cleaned up here. And you know what that is, right, with the coffee beans. You smell the coffee beans to, I don't know, get the, I don't know what they call it. But anyway, they say you just need to smell the coffee beans, and then you smell, then you can spray the cologne on the card, and you smell the card, the cologne on the card, and it's much better after you do the coffee bean thing. So anyway, it's a little confusing. I'll just drink some coffee and spray the cologne. I don't want to just smell the coffee. I want to drink it. That's like having your cake but not being able to eat it. I got to eat my cake. No need to have it. Anyway, guys, so like I said, thanks to a bunch for tuning in. And we're going to just relax. We're going to just have a good time here today on Solar Records Radio. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you and love you here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you. Wow, man, oh, man, GC Cameron, don't he sound good? He still sounds good. See, that's not the original recording, guys. That right there, he went back in the studio and re-recorded the stuff. So, but you're thinking it's the Spinners, because he was the lead singer of the Spinners. And then he went back and did a remake. And, oh, my God. I just love it. I love it. And he has quite a few of them. GC Cameron, look him up, man. He's, as a matter of fact, we interviewed him. I'm going to post the interview with him this weekend so you guys could just listen to his story. What an amazing story. And we love him. I love LJ Reynolds too from the Dramatics. It's just those initials, they get me with these guys. They are something else. So but much love. I hope you guys are good and enjoying the music and stuff like I am. I love so much, and it really is a blessing for me and to me. But you know, guys, like I said, we're just trying to just chill out, have a good time, you know, enjoy some good music. You could be doing whatever, cooking, you know, got good company, laughing and just having a good time. Just let us help create the atmosphere in the background with some good music. You hear that beautiful singing in the background? Listen.
Became these quiet nights of loving you.
Quiet nights of loving you, man, that is my girl Shannon right there, and doing her thing, Marie Klein, Sharon Marie Klein, and that is called Quiet Nights. Oh, quiet nights. It's beautiful, so beautiful. And that's what we're trying to do, is to have a peaceful and beautiful evening together and just kind of enjoy it. So you guys go ahead on and continue to enjoy her music.
This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of light's ember. Till I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you. Of loving you.
That is so beautiful. My goodness gracious, when I hear that, it's just so perfect and stuff. And this is where I want to be for sure, right here hanging out with you guys and playing this music for you. I love you guys. So thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio on Indie Jazz Day. We appreciate you. Love you. We need that. Sometimes we need to be held. Sometimes we need to be loved. Sometimes we need someone there to just care about us and what we're feeling and what we're going through. So I want to play a song for you. Come on, Danielle.
Lately I've been thinking about you and what's going on. My heart is beating strong, yeah. And I don't know a thing about what you did. You got me doing things I'll never be the same. The chemistry we have in one room.
Keep myself in hiding.
Maybe I'll keep myself
to keep people from talking
and
talking
bad
about you loving
Wow, man, oh man. Do you know who that was? Alpha Anderson. And that's she's from Chic. She was the Alpha, was the lead singer in the ladies group, in the out of the ladies in Chic. And man, oh man, I'm stumbling, huh? And she was absolutely amazing, and still is. And she's doing her own thing now. And just so proud of her, because even after Chic, she decided to go back and to be she was the principal of a school. I'm like, wow, education really, really mattered to her. She's something else. And so just so proud of her that she's still doing her thing. Also in the archives, we have an interview with her. And so you guys are welcome to go back and check it out and stuff. But it's just been amazing. I'm watching so many of my colleagues, so many artists that I know that have been around for a long time with great groups and now continuing to do their thing. I really admire and appreciate them. And I see you guys do too. So anyway, I'm going to take you to a man that I grew up listening to by the name of Chick Corea. This is the, you know, one of the jazz bands that I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to be in this thing with them. So anyway, so Chick, rest in peace. Your music will live on forever here at Soul Eye Records Radio. An amazing keyboardist. We love you, buddy. That's it. A big standing ovation to Chick Corea, who we lost last year. And an amazing musician. And just so grateful that we had the opportunity to play his music here on Soul Art Records Radio. And I grew up listening to that brother all my life. And he's just amazing. So how are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How are you?
Mr. Don Fleming in the house, everybody. I'm good, man. We are just blessed just to be here on Wednesday, just chopping it up. Got nice indie jazz going and just really enjoying just the mood, the moment. You know, sometimes we just need to chill out because of all the things that happen in our life that can just really make us a little uncomfortable, a little stressful.
Right.
So it's nice to just be able to have some good food, good music, and good company. It's a great combination and stuff. And so I always ask if you guys would allow us to supply the music for you. And the rest is up to you. But if you are alone, then you can be our company as we are your company. And we can enjoy one another.
Nice.
Yes, my brother. So,
nice.
So what's going on, man? You ready for tomorrow on your Throwback Thursday evening?
Oh, yeah, man. Can't wait.
Anything special? Anything going on that you might want to share with us?
I would, just tune in. You never know who's going to call and hang out with me. So I am looking forward to tomorrow. Of course, not only one, not only two, but three shows tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Of course, you have I Call the Afternoon Drive with Wardell from 3 to 5. Of course, yours truly from 8 to 10. And then we have an archive show of Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys tune in for all three shows.
All right. That sounds like fun to me because, we get to, all day you get to go down memory lane with us, right? And And, so this is the thing for me as a musician, it's not just memory lane, and it could be the same for you, not just about the songs and the lyrical content, but it's also about live musicians, live music. Where, nowadays you hear more computer type music. But back in the day, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was real musicians playing. And so it's nice to be able to hear the difference. And a lot of times, a lot of us, like people that are not musicians, they don't really know the difference in terms of, how to say it, how to qualify it, but they know something's different. Something's not quite the same, right? And they'll say, I don't know what it is, but it's not the same. And that's exactly right. It is not the same. We are talking the difference between the digital realm and the analog realm. And so back in the day, everything was analog. It was, tape. Two-inch tape that we used to record on, and the microphones were analog as well, and so everything was a little fatter in terms of its sound. It was a little fatter, and now everything is digital, and it's a little in your face, a little harder, and so some people like just I like the fatness of the old school, and that's what the difference is. So guys, we look forward to playing this music for you tomorrow and just having a great time going down memory lane.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Love it.
Yes. So I want you to talk a little bit about the first African-American woman going through confirmation for
Supreme Court justice.
Yes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, I've been kind of watching it. You know, of course, it is, you know, I feel is a historical moment. Of course, Miss Ketanji Brown Jackson, young sister. I mean, she's only, I think, 52 years old. She is, of course, Biden's pick for Stephen Breyer, Justice Breyer's position. He's getting ready to retire from the Supreme Court. So going through the process, you're going through the Senate confirmation hearings where all of the sentences from the Judiciary Committee ask questions. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's 22 of them. So, you know, Democrat, Republican. It has been quite, to basically break it down and just give my opinion, I think the sister showed a lot of restraint when it came to a lot of the Republican questions. You know, there were legitimate questions that were being asked. There were, you know, those questions concerning, not at all. Some of them just didn't make sense. A lot of them were grandstanding. But that's where I said that she showed a lot of, you know, she showed a lot of restraint, you know, when it came to some of the questions that particularly the Republicans asked. But, it is to me, and I don't want to sound cocky. I think she was going to get the votes, even if he goes straight down partisan line, considering, you know, it's a 50-50, and Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker. So she's going to be confirmed. That's the plan. But right now, you know, of course, asking her of her credentials, asking her if she's soft on crime, going into the whole critical race theory nonsense. You know, I've been watching it up and down, and I've been kind of taking mental notes of it.
What's the representative, Joe Manchin? You mean to tell me he's not trying to act like he's going to do something else to get attention from everybody? He is such an attention seeker. I hate people like that. I shouldn't say I hate anyone, but he is, you know. I know what you're saying.
Listen, I know what you're saying. Joe Manchin is a Democrat, and he's out of West Virginia, which is a primarily red state. And a lot of red state Democrats are a little more conservative, and plus he's basically in bed with the coal industry that out there, and you know a lot of proposals that can go well for West Virginia. A lot of people feel that West Virginia needs it. He goes against it because, you know, hey, the people that he lobbied for are paying him. But again, This is just, you know, I'm not going to get into just the particulars of it, but yeah, he's been known to obstruct a few things, along with the senator from Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, two Democrats that kind of hold out on Biden's agenda as far as Build Back Better, you know, the George Floyd justice and policing. The John Lewis Voting Rights Initiative. So there's a few things that, you know, that they are obstructing. But I think when it comes to the confirmation of Miss Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think they're going to go ahead and kind of, quote unquote, fall in line. So,
listen,
again, I'm
telling them both right now, you better stay in your lane. Stay in your lane and do what you were voted to do. You people voted for you, and you need to do your job and stop being an attention seeker. I'm so tired of them wanting people to, you know, because listen, the real truth of the matter is every single Democrat in the party could be an attention seeker. They could do the same exact thing. But they're not.
Oh, and
it's a whole bunch of them. You got just these two. They like it. They like when the microphone's coming because that just makes them look popular. But they don't realize that they're known for stupidity and selfishness arrogantness, and I'm so angry with people that do that, and I'm sorry that I am, but that's why I'm doing this show, to relax myself.
Well, one of the things we try to understand is, you know, you try to have this nonpartisan, you try to go straight down the middle, you try to understand each side's points and each side's arguments. But I am truly in a conundrum, so to say, trying to understand the Republicans' side, because already there's misinformation that's being given out there when it comes to her record. You know, for example, you know, and again, I don't want to get too graphic, but she has judged over some cases dealing with, child pedophiles. And, you know, she's given the parameter of what Congress laid out and what her judging is. They gave her the foundation, and she basically gave a sentence within that parameter. They have a problem with that, but they're not telling the people, they're not telling their constituents that, because they're counting on the red meat of the ignorance of what they give out. They're not telling the whole story. They're not giving context to what's going on. So, I notice every Republican, you know, that's asking the questions, you know, they're asking her about, you know, Guantanamo Bay and, you know, her being a defense attorney. She's going to be one of the first defense attorneys that's going to be on the Supreme Court. Thurgood Marshall was the other. So you have a Supreme Court full of prosecuting attorneys. So she's coming from a defense attorney's aspect, which everyone has the right to the Sixth Amendment. So which basically says that, you know, everyone has a right to have a speedy and fair trial with representatives in their peers. So again, it's quite a show. You know,
well, yeah, I think that that's awesome, because whenever there is judgment, you need balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have balance, a judge, it's hard to judge. It's hard to make a judgment without balance, because a judge listens to both sides. If you only listen to one side, you know, or if you're only one-sided thinking, like they have been, because they all are prosecutors, then it's just, there's no balance. So you need to have somebody to come in there to add equilibrium, if you will. And not just that, but on top of it, you know, you need to have a person of a different race, you know, a female of a different race. And so I'm excited, and when I watch it intensely, because I know it is history in the making, and it makes me nervous for her, but I'm so proud of her. Do you know that she was born in
1970.
Yeah, she's a babe.
She was born in 1970. She's from Miami. She's Harvard educated. Went to Harvard, of course, Harvard University, her undergrad. Went to law school. Was able to clerk. She actually clerked for Stephen Breyer, for Justice Breyer, the gentleman who's retiring. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, she's bringing a lot of experience to the table. Now, arguably, a lot of people felt that she has really more experience than the last three appointees from the last administration, but that's neither here nor there.
Absolutely.
But I'm watching it closely. I'm watching, you know, I guess because, you know, we want to be so protective. We want to be protective of the black woman and this, because this is a first. So I'll admit I'm a little on the edge when the type of questions that they ask and the way they come at her, being, you know, all of these, you know, quote unquote white men coming at her the way they are. But, you know, again, she's been able to handle it with grace and just this her composure was just amazing. You know, she just was able to exude that beauty of you know, and again, I cannot fathom, you know, all of the things that go behind the scenes and what's in her head when some of these questions are asked. So I can only just kind of empathize to with just the situation on the outside looking in. But she's amazing, and I'm proud of her.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for, you know, just giving us an editorial on that situation, because
I hope I was okay.
Yeah, you know, you did great, and you didn't even know I was going to ask you to do that. So you did a wonderful job. But you know, it's for us, you know, us two black men here watching our sister up there. You know, just, you know, I mean, she's so eloquent. She's just a, you know, she's so intelligent. I mean, she worked hard all her life. Her brother was a police officer. Her uncle's a police officer.
Her dad and mom are public servants. Her dad her dad was an attorney. Her mom was a teacher, became a professor. So she's from a family of civil servants. And
right.
Let me add this too. One of the narratives that a lot of the people who don't like her are trying to portray is that now she's an elitist. Because of her Harvard education, because of her Ivy League education, that's, you know, it gives her this sense of elitism and entitlement, which is so weird to me, considering that most of those SCOTUS judges, with the exception of Amy Coney Barrett, the lady who was confirmed last year after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, she had got a law degree from Notre Dame. All of the other ones there got their Ivy League, got their law degrees from Ivy League schools. So, you know, it's just a bunch of nothing, you know, when it comes to finding something to gripe about her credentials. Here on one hand, you teach young black kids to go to a great school, get an education, don't turn a life to crime, do this, yada yada yada, be a contribute to society. Here's a person that did everything and then some, but now she's an elitist.
Well, that's, you know, so you got to understand that a lot of the questioning that's coming from the right is not even about her. It's about them trying to get their people to say, vote for me.
It's grandstanding.
Vote for me. Yeah, they're grandstanding, exactly. And so, thanks for being our political correspondent today. We appreciate you. And that's coming from upstairs. Mr. Greg just said that. So, political correspondent Don Slim. So thanks for being that for us. We appreciate you. What else we got here? So listen, we got about another 35 minutes left in the show. I know that. So there was a couple things. I haven't even played that song by Chick Corea that I asked you to upload yet. You know? Yes. So that will be coming. Hey, Greg was like, that's 13 minutes. Are you sure? I mean, Don was like, that's 13. Are you sure? I'm like, yes, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
So back in the day, just think about this. R&B music, the singles used to be about 8 minutes long, 6, 7, 8 minutes long. Now they hit down to 4 minutes long, right? And so, but jazz was, whoa, you got some 19 minutes. The song I just played was 19 minutes long. That was a live performance of a show, and that was just one song.
Wow.
And that song,
wow.
And so, but the song that I'm going to play you next, not right now, but I will play you, it's off of the Leprechaun album by Chick Corea. And you're going to hear that it's such a beautiful song. I mean, he had a way with music that impressed me as a kid all the way up to, you know, where I am now, almost at Greg's age. And, you know, and so it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, all right, so we see Astrid is getting a little bit better, but she still can't taste or smell. So, Yeah, she still got the corona going on there. So we're just praying that she gets completely healed and then she can get back, you know, loud again like she is.
Get better, sweetie.
Get better, girl. All right. And Greg is going on holiday this weekend. So he's taking off. And hopefully they go in the right direction this time. And we're just praying that they have a wonderful, wonderful time. And God is with them and keeps them safe. Guys, we're just praying y'all have a good time. And I'm going out of town, too, but I'm not going out until June. So my daughter told me I have a contradiction going on. I have it in terms of my schedule, so she's changing my schedule. So I look forward to seeing my friends. I posted that I was going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Cali.
Yeah, that's a rap song, Greg, so be quiet. We can do a rap. He's talking about, don't sing. Oh, Lord. He's jealous about our vocal skills. Yeah, that's what I think it is, Don.
Funny.
He's jealous about vocal skills. We got it going on. All right, guys. So, anyway, we got a little bit of Chuck Gentry in the background here. So, we're going to ride this groove out. And we want to thank you for tuning in and being a part of Solar Records Radio. Anything else on your heart?
No, man. I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to at least let the people know what's going on if they're not, you know, as far as, you know, what's going on in this country and the SCOTUS hearings and the confirmation hearings and things like that. So I'm glad you put me on the spot, man. I love giving out information like that. So I really thank you for doing that.
You got it, brother. All right, guys, we're going to hang out with Chuck Gentry right here, and we'll be back. Here we go. Come on, Chuck.
I'm out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time, still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle's out to my feet when your smile is rushed too discreet to send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good offer a light? You start a little conversation, now it's alright when you say goodbye. Busy day and make the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not the time. Still I know while I die for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling, rush to the street. It's suddenly gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess and mama, you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now. It's all right. Will you say bye? Go where do we say? Just a pantomime and out of time. Still I know what I thought for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smackers went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not say you could offer your hand. Hugging and a tugging, it could be all so fast. Take five. Come take
Take a little bit of time away. We can play around, we can fool around, we can jump down, fool around, play around. We can do it all. So sing along.
once again, Mr. Chick Corea, and that's called Dream. And man, oh man, I grew up playing that music. And we are up and out of here, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. We thank you guys so much for coming in today and blessing us. We really appreciate you, and we hope that you have a blessed rest of your evening or afternoon, depending on where you are on the globe. We just wish you all well, and we thank you so much for choosing us, as we know you have many other choices to hang out with us and listen to our music. Don?
Damn. Ugh, you have to excuse me. Oh, man, what a great show. What a great show. It's like a lot of great jazz. It's just, it's relaxing. I wasn't bored. I was just relaxed.
Yeah, I know. And, it is relaxing.
Man, that Chick Corea, man. May he rest in peace, man. But he left a legacy that will last lifetimes.
That's some crazy. That dude was amazing. Amazing.
You know. And let me say this also, and I know he passed about a couple of months ago. I was listening to Miles Davis earlier, and, you know, of course, we lost James and Toomey about a month ago. And you know, I was listening to all of the music that he played, you know, playing the congas and whatnot, and then, of course, Foreman and Toomey. Man, he left a legacy that's going to last lifetime. So we're still talking about Miles Davis. We're still going to talk about James Mfume. Just the same, we're going to talk about Chick Corea, man. So, again, brothers, rest in peace to them. They are ancestors right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, guys, you all take care, and thank you again for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you guys, and we will catch you tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. So get ready with your pictures. Y'all know how I am. I want to see your pictures. All right. God bless you guys. And take care. See you, Greg. And see you, Astrid. Much love to everybody. Good night. And God bless.
Have a good one, guys.
We're up and out of here.
Someone to call in your trouble. These cats, the fed cats, know about having fun. Trust me, baby.